Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
We need to go now.
Right now?
But yes.
I need to go.
Get everybody. Get Robert. Get birthday cake. We need to go right now. Right now.
Okay. I'm looking for them. I'm finding them. I'm going. I'm gone. I'm still here, but I'm everywhere. I'm going. Okay. Oh my God. This is an alarm. This is Al delivering an alarm now to Robert and Bartholomew. Alarm is going off. The alarm is me. It's my alarm. I am doing.
You know. I knew we shouldn't have gotten those chocolate bagels to distract us from the real thing that we need to be focused on.
I hear that sugar just rots your brain and then you can't remember anything like a rat in a maze. There's alarms going off, all my lights are on.
So do you have any idea where Beatrix is at this moment?
Well, she went north, and then there's only three other directions from there, so.
North, okay.
I'm ready, oh. I'm ready, I got guns.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my gosh, you and the guns. I already know you shot Al, so maybe give me the guns. How about that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
This is a very serious mission, everybody. I'm not playing around. Beatrix is out there on some very, very dangerous territory, and she needs to come back.
Okay. Our mission. Okay, so who's leaving the base?
Everybody.
Now, by everyone, you mean like, me too? Or,
yes.
Someone... Oh. Okay.
All of us are going to go. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. All right, everybody ready?
I just haven't been able to find Bartholomew.
Who?
Oh, sorry, basement...
Oh, basement suite. Oh, no, he's coming.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
Yeah. He should be. Right, Al? He's coming.
Well, in theory, we're all going somewhere, so he could be coming here.
All right. I mean, this doesn't feel like a good one. Now, this is not my design. This is a bit of a long shot, but Alberta, can you hear me?
Hey, Bartholomew.
I mean, yeah, Barty is usually cool.
Everyone is looking for you right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, you showed up just the right time. There is quite a panic, so Beatrix has been missing for, oh God, I think about a month now, maybe. I'm not good at dates, so no one take that and set it in stone.
Beatrix, huh? We're getting real fast and loose with the ends of these names now, huh?
Ooh, your demeanor is different. I'm just scanning you a bit. Okay. Oh, okay.
No, I've gotten that before. Cheers, I appreciate it. Listen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, calm down, Beatrix. It's old blood. It's old blood. You know that new blood is different color. This is dark and brown, and it is written on the wall saying, "Help us, help us." Okay, well, okay. Shake the flashlight. You're okay. Let's try and find something. Beatrice led us here for a reason. Okay, here we go. Oh, Al would love this place. Looks like lots of long echoes. Okay. All right. Wait. What's that? What's this? Is this a bag of chips? Oh my god, it's a bag of chips! Wait. Wait, it's open. Wait a second. These aren't more than 6 months old. By my best estimate, these are only a few weeks, though, since the bag's been opened. And if I'm to follow my gut, that means someone else is here.
Look, I'm doing the best I can. I'm just not really good when I'm rushed, Captain. I just need to know, like, how many milligrams of water and how much food, or do we need the witch bagels?
Oh my goodness, man! Do you know what a state of emergency is? Forget the water, forget the food. Oh, okay. We're just gonna go.
Right. Okay. I'm on your back. I got.
Get off my back! Oh. That hurts.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna.
All right. Roll call. We know you're here because you caused a back problem. Al, yeah. You here?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, Butane, you here?
He's coming? I'm lying.
Everybody has to come. Where is he?
He's down in the main pod bay, and he's not doing anything.
What?
I'm lying.
What? I have to do everything myself. I'm getting him my darn self.
Oh, I could go get him. I could go. Oh, she's gone. Well, Al, I guess it's just you and me getting ready for the mission.
Yeah, what are you gonna bring?
Well, nothing. Captain said to put it all down, so I'm just bringing nothing.
I have no hands, so I'm not bringing anything either.
Oh, look at that. Peas in a pod. Except you're in a computer.
Yeah. Do you wanna, do you want to talk about shooting me in the face when I was a child?
Oh, look at that! There's the captain calling! I gotta go!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So, Alberta.
Yeah, honestly, Barty, I go by Al now.
Oh.
But I've been thinking a lot about who I am and what it means to be what I am, so... Al.
Hey, that's common at your age. But listen, I know when we did our pod design, right?
Mm-hmm.
We uploaded that AI version of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it worked all right. It was a little strange, the AI sometimes, but it was good. And from what I recall, I mean, I may not recall. Clearly, I've been through a lot, dying and all. But from what I recall, you were supposed to have control of all pods in the immediate vicinity. So my question is this. Is there any pod, maybe one of mine, anywhere close, that won't give me the two kneecaps per leg that I'm currently experiencing.
Okay, I'll tell the truth. I started lying recently. Anyways, there is, but... Okay, but the thing is, there's some stuff down there that shouldn't come out of there that's in the pod room, so I sealed that off, like, day one of being a robot computer. Captain, she's the best.
Listen, Al, I'm sure it's fine. Just send me to the main working my pods. All right?
Okay.
Suck me back out of here. Send me over there.
Killing you softly.
There you are, Captain.
The
pod room.
I thought you said he was down here. There's nobody here.
Well, there's a pod filling up with water there with somebody's arms flailing around in it.
I'm killing him.
What are you doing?
He asked me to.
I demand you to open this pod immediately.
But then all the water's gonna get on the floor and everyone's gonna get wet.
No shit! Open it!
Open it now!
I have too many authority figures now. I used to answer to no one, and now I have all these...
Welcome to being a teenager, Al. Open the pod.
Okay, so, from the looks of it, someone has been here recently, or something. Okay, well, use your scouting abilities now, Beatrix. Let's look through. Maybe Beatrice left something behind? This is really dusty, but maybe the computer will turn on the main source? I guess there's only one thing to do is to press power. Let's hope something happens. It's pretty dusty.
Whoa, Captain, are you okay?
Oh, my... Open the pod!
Okay, I don't like this. The thing that I'm not supposed to ask you about is hurting.
Yeah. Why were you trying to kill yourself when we have an emergency right now? Are you gonna explain yourself?
It worked.
What just happened?
I think he's dead, Captain.
God damn it, we have to go now.
Okay, all right, I've dropped everything. I have nothing. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go. Go, yes. Go.
We're going, go.
What happened?
I killed you. You killed yourself. Everyone left. I'm coming with them, but I'm staying here too.
No. You didn't kill me. I asked you to do that.
Okay. Do you like having tons of fun and being cool? Or do you like, Beatrice, I guess?
Beatrice? What? No, she, you know, she's fine, but... I mean, Beatrix, she's great. I mean, Beatrix is just, you know, she's so exuberant and exciting all the time.
Yeah, I've seen the chart. Okay, what do you want? What's up, Bartholomew? This is going to end poorly now.
Bartholomew? I mean, Barty, I prefer Bartholomew. But Barty's so much more laid back. I'm a laid back kind of...
I can tell you're having an identity crisis because I'm going through one myself.
Okay, all right. Files. Ooh, if Bartholomew were here, he'd be so excited. Okay, all right. Let's open... Okay, Beatrice file. A Beatrice file, okay. Click in the... word? Oh, gosh, okay, if I were me, but not me, what would my password be? Oh, come on, Beatrice? Beatrix? It's gotta be in there. Oh. Of course. Of course, that's... I remember. How could I forget? Okay. I'm in! Of course. It's been there all along. You've been there all along.
Did anybody bring some water?
No. Check.
Check.
No, what? God damn it!
You said no water, so check.
I never said no water.
Well, no, you're right. You just said drop it all, we have to go.
God damn it.
I thought someone said now, Ader.
Need to change Al's battery soon.
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Cut to Beatrix. But also, let's not forget that Bartholomew's in this isolated new main pod bay. It's very exciting.
So hang on. I thought the main pod room was just the pod room that we've been using all along.
Yeah. Never mind. Because Al said that he had this place that he'd blocked off because it's full of bad things. I thought that's where you said...
I didn't understand that.
Well, you're there now, buddy.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps... The bits they'd forgotten about are thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most. Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta, out.